Welcome to the Deep Dives. Today, we're getting into something pretty powerful for your online presence. Yeah. We're talking about using original research to really pull in those high-quality backlinks. Think of it as, well, a shortcut to boosting your authority online.
Yeah, it's exciting stuff. And, you know, original research isn't just about, like, rehashing what's already out there. It's really about generating genuinely unique data, mm-hmm. finding fresh insights, maybe filling some knowledge gaps people have in your specific field.
Right.
And that's, well, that's fundamental for effective digital marketing, for SEO, because it lets you create a story, a narrative that people don't just find interesting, they actually need to cite it.
Okay, let's unpack that a bit.
Yeah.
When we say original research in this context, what does that actually, you know, look like day to day for someone trying to build visibility?
Fundamentally, it's about creating new information. That's the core. So it could be running your own surveys, maybe a small experiment, or even just doing a really deep dive into existing literature, but finding connections no one's pointed out before.
Okay.
That unique piece, whatever it is, it instantly boosts your brand's credibility. It sets you up as a thought leader. And, you know, when you're the source of genuinely new, useful info, people link to you. It's almost natural.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's less about just publishing a report and more about the unique story the data tells, making you the source.
Yeah.
So how does this kind of content specifically give a boost to backlink acquisition, that SEO cornerstone?
Well, a big factor is the direct hit on your domain authority. That's basically search engines like Google trusting your site more, seeing you as reliable.
Right, that trust score?
Exactly. So when other high authority sites link to your research, your unique data, it's like a massive thumbs up. It tells Google, hey, this source, it's legit. And because it is new, it just gets shared more easily. That often leads to, honestly, a remarkable jump in organic traffic and better SEO rankings overall.
Sounds incredibly effective. Mm-hmm. But what about smaller teams or, you know, solo entrepreneurs? Does original research always mean a huge budget? Or are there smarter ways to get unique insights without breaking the bank?
Oh, absolutely not. It's all about being strategic. First off, pick topics that really matter to your audience. High interest stuff within your niche, like maybe instead of a giant industry survey, you do a micro survey. Ask, say, 200 key people about their biggest unexpected challenge with some new tech.
Okay, focused.
Exactly. That targeted, fresh data, even from a smaller group, can uncover something genuinely surprising. Something that might go viral because no one else has that specific insight. You can use keyword research tools here, too, to find those content gaps. What are people searching for that just isn't answered well yet?
Right. Find the unanswered questions.
Yeah.
And once you have a compelling topic, I imagine it's easy to just drown in data.
Yeah.
You mentioned clear objectives earlier. Why is setting those goals up front so critical?
Oh, it's absolutely vital. Before you even start collecting data, you need to know exactly what you want to achieve. Is the main goal backlinks? Or is it boosting brand visibility? Or maybe generating insights for your own product development. Knowing that primary goal shapes everything, how you design the research, how you promote it, if backlinks are the number one priority, you might lean towards finding something really shareable, maybe even a bit controversial or counterintuitive.
And then you've got the data.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, well, make it pop?
Mm-hmm.
Because let's be honest, raw numbers can be pretty dry.
Yeah, this is where visuals are just non-negotiable. You have to lean into charts, graphs, infographics. They take complex findings and make them instantly understandable, shareable. People can grasp the key points in, like, seconds. I remember seeing this great research piece, but it was just a dense spreadsheet.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, nobody linked to it. Then they redid it as three clear, bright infographics. Boom. It took off. It's like presentation matters, you know?
Totally. Good analogy. So research done. Visuals are sharp. How do you actually get it out there?
Correct.
Make sure the right people see it and hopefully link to it.
Promotion needs to be proactive and targeted. Use your social media platforms, obviously. Bite-sized posts, highlight maybe one surprising stat. Use relevant hashtags, link to the full thing. And definitely collaborate with industry influencers.
Being names only.
Not necessarily. Think micro-influencers, too. People with deep connections in a specific niche can be gold. But yeah, broader thought leaders too. The key is personalized outreach. Offer them maybe an exclusive look or early access. Make them feel valued. Don't forget email marketing either. Segment your lists. Write strong calls to action. Specifically ask for a share or a link if it makes sense.
Right.
And, you know, even consider presenting at academic or industry conferences. It might not get you tons of backlinks directly, but it builds serious credibility. That can lead to high-quality links later on.
It definitely sounds like a strategic push, but the potential payoff seems huge. So, once it's launched, How do you track if it's actually working,
getting
those valuable backlinks?
Oh, you absolutely have to monitor performance. Tools like RFs, Moz, SEMrush are essential here. And don't just count the links. Look at the quality of the sites linking to you. Are they authoritative news outlets, respected blogs, or just junk directories?
Quality over quantity.
Precisely. That qualitative aspect is key. And also track your referral traffic. Are people actually clicking through from those links?
And if the results aren't quite what you hoped for, is there room to adjust?
Always. It's an ongoing process. You look at the data, see what's working, what's not, and refine your approach. That even includes checking out competitor backlink strategies. See who links to their original research and try to figure out why. It can spark new ideas for your own outreach.
So wrapping this up for you, our listener, we've journeyed from generating those unique insights, carefully crafting the research, visualizing it, and then strategically getting it out there. This whole process really can build a much stronger online presence. It's more than just SEO, isn't it? It's about becoming a recognized, indispensable voice in your field.
Exactly. And that leads to a final thought, maybe something for you to consider. Given just how powerful original research can be, how might your unique insights potentially reshape the conversation in your specific field? And what new connections could that open up for you?